Happy Hard On Holiday. It's a podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. Hard On Podcast. I am Sean Barnes.
Remember, we used to make a big deal out of this.
The coughing guy is Jay.
Yeah.
You all right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, the holidays used to be a big thing around here. Nobody comes around anymore.
That's it. We're like empty nesters.
Yeah. Like, remember when the... Yeah. And our goddamn kids won't have their own kids.
Like, just living the life. They're not getting any younger.
You know what Junior said to me the other day? He said...
Was it about his fucking stupid idea about the liquid panties? No, it was, right?
But he said, do you really want some kid running around here calling you grandpa, making you feel old? And I said, yes.
That's all I've ever wanted.
That's exactly what I want. And then he just looked at me and fucking drove away in his 1997 Dodge Neon.
It's Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. And here we are.
Here we are.
I mean, he didn't have far to go, considering the next house he had to deliver pizza to was next door.
I thought you were going to say he didn't have far to go because he lives right at the end of the hallway.
He's just pulling into the driveway.
Yeah.
So.
Quit giving me shit, Pop.
I got my own place above the garage.
Above the garage. I always wanted that.
When I was in high school, a friend of mine and I, we were convinced we were going to get some lumber and build a badass loft above my garage.
Was your garage heated?
No. Our plan was we were going to chill in there in the summer.
Okay.
Like, we can just fucking, like, live in there in the summer.
We need so many hand jobs. It's going to be,
dude, we can get all the hand jobs.
Every hand job.
Like, we could put a sock on the garage door.
We'll call it Sean and Danny's Hand Job Palace. Hand Job Emporium.
Right.
Yeah, but wouldn't that sound like we're giving hand jobs? No.
No. I think people will get the idea.
People will get it.
But I'm concerned that people will think we're giving each other hand jobs.
No.
They'll get it. They'll
totally get it. 14-year-old boys totally get
it. Totally understand it. No, dude. We were like 18.
Oh.
Maybe not 18. Like, probably like 17. Oh. So, yeah, I think, now that I think about it, I think it was like junior year summer. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So probably I would have been 16. Junior year into senior year.
A lot of work for something that's not going to matter for very long.
Right. I think he was just getting fed up. He was like, this guy had...
sick of my parents being on my dick all the time.
Well, that's
man.
What it was. He was your classic... Fuck it. No. He had failed sixth grade.
Yeah.
This buddy of mine. And we're not friends anymore, so I don't give a fuck talking about him.
Yeah.
That's how shitty of a person I am. He had failed sixth grade.
Not hard, not easy to do.
But he pulled it off. So he ended up in my class.
Ah.
So he had failed into my class.
He's an older gentleman.
Yeah. And I was the youngest person in my class.
Oh, so you're the baby.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with an older guy.
And he was like older, like even for his grade, I think he was a little bit older. So like he and I were hanging out. I'm 16. He's already fucking 18.
Yeah. Buying cigarettes.
I mean? Yeah.
You want a scratch off ticket?
Yeah. Can you pick up, like, can we go gambling or something? Like, I'm just saying, I think I can pass for 18, and maybe they'll only ask for your
ID. Card you, and then they'll be like...
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, I do remember at one time, like he and I, when he turned 21, we were still hanging out and shit, and I was, like, 19, and, like, we'd go to the store and shit, and, like, we'd go inside. He'd be like, you know, I think I'm going to pick up some beer. Do you want anything? And I was like, well, sure, yeah, grab whatever. And then we'd have to, like, I'd have to fucking split... Because they would card both of us.
Yeah.
We learned that shit the hard way once. Like, we were going through the line, and they were like, and the person was like, I mean, I need his ID too. I was like, oh, fuck. Really? And they're like, well, yeah. You stupid fucking kid.
They card, like, when my girlfriend and I go shopping together, like grocery shopping, if there's beer in the cart, they card both of us. Another thing they do is they ask if our daughter is with us, if it's our kid.
That makes it okay, right? If it's your child, if it's somebody else's kid, then it's like, or what if they're like, I've seen you in here with other adults.
Well, you know, it's totally, we talked about this, it's legal to buy your kid booze.
Yeah, I never looked that up after we talked about
That's
it.
That's true.
But like, it's not illegal for children to drink. It's just illegal for them to purchase it.
It's illegal for them
to
purchase
it. I knew it was that for like cigarettes. I knew that was the case. Because I remember my friends in high school being like, no, man, like as long as somebody else buys them for you, you can't get in trouble for smoking.
Yeah, it's not illegal. Yeah, kids can drink.
But aren't you endangering the welfare of a child?
Kids can drink
if you're allowing them to drink.
They can also have, it's not illegal for kids to have sex either. So kids can fornicate and drink.
Sure.
And smoke.
Yeah, with other children.
Yes, with other children.
Yeah. And it's never illegal for the child. It's never illegal for the child to have sex with anyone.
No. Never. But,
as a child, you are actually allowed to have sex with whoever you want.
Yes. Yep.
As the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, you shouldn't be saying this.
Yep.
Sean Barnes was quoted saying, children could have sex with anyone they want.
My name is Jay Leonard, and I approve this message. Oh, speaking of that.
What?
Wait, there was a big, big doings.
Yeah, I'm trying to ignore it.
Really?
Because it makes me angry.
It makes you angry that it happened?
No, well, okay, let me get my shit straight. Like, Trump's a piece of shit. Uh-huh. I'm not Camp Trump in any way, shape, or form here. I'm just saying, I think this is going to do more harm than good.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. I think because the people who back him aren't going to change their minds. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
And if anything, I think there's a bunch of people who voted for him last time who wouldn't have voted this time just because they don't normally vote. You know what I mean? I feel like there would have been a bunch of people who were just like, fuck, that was today? Or like, we had to do that again? Shit, I thought we did that once. Like, you know what I mean? And now they're like rallying the troops, essentially.
You just sound scared. You just don't want it to happen.
Want what to happen.
You don't want him to get reelected. So it's holy shit.
I feel like this is going to do more harm than good. But
they had to. It wasn't even a question. It was like, it was a legal obligation. So they had to do it. And I'm glad they did. The fucking guy's got an asterisk on his name for the rest of time.
Yeah. But now you know what's going to happen though? He's going to get fucking reelected. Nah. And then he's going to get to boast about he's the only president to ever get impeached and reelected.
Then he'll get impeached again. Like, you can get impeached more than once.
It fucking took 3 years for them to impeach him the first time. I'm sure he did some weird ass shit, like illegal shit leading up to that. This was the first thing.
It was good though. They got him.
No, they clearly got him. And don't get me wrong, what he did was obviously an issue.
I think it's going to go the other way.
You really think so?
I think what's going to happen.
You think that they're going to get 2/3 of the.
No. I don't think he's going to get removed.
Okay.
I think that.
But you're just going to fuck shit up for him.
I think that people who were on the line about voting are going to go after the Republicans. Even if he got reelected,
letting the shit slide.
I think that people are now becoming disenfranchised with the idea that you pick party over country, and that everybody went exactly as you would think they would. There was not one person who crossed the aisle, not one for the good guys, not one, because the Republicans just stayed staunch. Like, nope, that's our guy.
Well, I think two Democrats
went the other way. Yeah. So
two.
To me,
but in a room they already have majority in.
All they need is just a little bit of space. It's like basketball. It's like this guy's in a low post and he's just trying to create a little bit of room to turn around and shoot the ball.
Yeah.
It's all this guy, all the good guys need is just a little bit of room. And once they create that little gap, I think it's going to be good. He's not going to get removed. It's almost impossible for that to happen.
Right.
So I'm totally fine with it. They impeached him. That's what everybody set out to do. It happened. Awesome. Now you just got to make the rest of them pay, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. He's done. I mean, even if he gets reelected in 5 years, his political career is done. It's over. Like, he can't go again. Right.
Right.
But all of these senators and congressmen and shit, they can. And they're not. And they're just going to catch the wrath. You know, more than half of the country is in support of getting rid of them. So,
dude, I 100% hope you're right.
Yeah,
I do.
You got to stay positive. You can't live in this
trying to
dystopian.
Be. But that's why I'm like, I mean, after the election. And that whole night just being fucking weird.
Oh, yeah, man.
That just being a very weird night, like sitting there being like, I remember like Kieran going to bed and she's like, this is ridiculous. Please wake me up and tell me when it's over. But, and I went to bed later that
Can
night.
Can I see it for a second?
My phone?
Yeah, I just want to see it for a second.
All right. Go ahead. Put it wherever the fuck you want. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry that my phone vibrates really loud.
That's fine. It's just, we're going to put it on the soft surface.
I didn't even realize it was there. I am sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. Every podcast. Yeah.
Like a howler monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, politics, fuck it. But it was a very interesting week.
But I guess the point is I don't expect anything to go well anymore.
Yeah.
After how that happened.
I don't either. I think everything
sucks. I just think it's so funny. I have a vivid memory of a girl I went to high school with posting during Obama's second, the second time he got reelected, or when he got reelected, posting at the, because at that point, at, it was election night, and at that point, Romney was up a little bit. But she was bitching on Facebook about how Obama was still going to win because of the Electoral College. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he still won the popular vote. You know what I mean? And that, like, that's the same bitch who would be like, thank God for the Electoral College, because that's how Trump got elected. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's shit like that. Like,
yeah, they're all shitbags. Everybody sucks, but nobody sucks more than him. And we just have to live in this weird dystopian future as long as we can.
I know. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
You just got to stay with your nose. What's crazy is that it's been 3 years. That shit is nuts.
Yeah, I do think we hit a point, though, where it became, like, I used to have to watch the late night shit. Yeah. Like, I used to have to, like, I had to watch it. I had to watch Colbert. I had to watch The Daily Show. I had to watch Seth Meyers. You know what I mean? Kimmel, not Fallon, because Fallon doesn't get real too political. But, like,
yeah.
Kimmel, like, I had to watch these things to make myself feel better when it all first happened. Because I was like, oh, yeah, right. Most people hate this guy. And, like, remind myself of that. Because, like, of course, like, obviously most people don't like him. Or else why would the people in the media be shitting on him? Because it's all about numbers and ratings.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Because the answer to that is always, like, you know, that the
right
left runs the liberals.
The left runs the media. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's all about money, and they're not going to put people on TV who aren't bringing in people to watch it. Anyway, it's
it's infuriating, and I feel like we could probably talk about it forever.
Right. Long story short, I
hate everybody, hate everything.
Everything's awful. Everything is the worst. We're all, it's hopeless. Anyway,
fairly. Yeah, we will plug that for me.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Yeah. There we go.
You feel good now?
Yeah. Behind the curtain, with our
unplugging cables. So Jay, why did you have to unplug that cable? What's this? Just let everybody at home know. Like, why? It was just bugging you. That's why you had
just
to.
Bugging me. It's clutter. There's clutter
you had
everywhere.
To remove my
sometimes
phone.
There's clutter
you had to remove
everywhere.
The cable.
Listen. We had a late night last night.
We did.
I'm a little tired.
It was fun, though.
A good time. Becky, our friend Becky, Death Before Discomfort, and the other ones, Becky Bevavs, was in town from L.A.
L.A.
And we hung out.
We have a friend from L.A. You haven't really had tacos till you've had tacos from L.A.
And we had Moss Tequila. And
she's totally still on West Coast time, because she was like, what time you guys want to meet? And we're like, normal fucking...
Yeah. Thursday night time.
Yeah.
Because like, we have jobs and
like
shit.
8 o'clock at the latest, right? And she's like, well, 9:30? Was that okay? Can we meet at 9:30? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, two towns over? Great. Yeah, cool. I'd love to.
That doesn't give us a lot of time, but yeah, we hung out and had a good time.
I guess the more I drink, the less I'll care. So let's
how
do
it worked.
That. No, yeah. We had a great time. It was really good to see her.
So I find when I get tired, I get like OCD. Like I feel my OCD creep in. It's crazy. I'm starting to
because
notice
you can't
it now.
Be comfortable.
I think right? That might be what it is, but it's not a rational thought. It's just I notice myself doing shit like I just did. Uh-huh. Like I need space and I need things and I start getting picky and it's just,
I do shit like that with like, things that need to get done. Like I put shit off. I always put shit off because I know once I start, I have to finish it. You know what I mean? Like I have to finish whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Like, so Kieran will be like, hey, we need to clean the garage. Hey, or like, she'll be like, we need to clean this in the garage, or we need to find this one thing in the garage. Like, so we should really like, even if we get a few things out of there, I'm like, no, because if I start cleaning the garage, we're not done until we're fucking done.
Yeah.
Like, and then it turns into a whole day thing. And
you go all the way.
Yeah. And it sounds like a shitty excuse to not do things. It is,
it's
right?
A totally
it's
shitty excuse.
It's exactly what it is. But it drives me fucking nuts because once I start, I'm like, well, you have to finish it. Like, why didn't we finish it?
Yeah.
Can't do like half the laundry. Can't do like half the dishes.
You're all or
can't
nothing. Do, most people you know live what I mean? In the gray, Sean. Give yourself a break. I get everything done like three quarters of the way. That's the motif of my life.
Yeah.
I get everything done. I'm all gung-ho at the beginning about everything. And then about three quarters of the way in, I just run out of steam and I stop doing it. So I have all these three quarters of the way projects completed.
Mm. That way you're always busy.
In my life. And then I'm always busy.
You can always say, oh, I'm working on this.
I'm always upset.
That's why I never finish a book. So I can always say, like, oh, I'm reading, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Fight Club. Still reading Fight Club? Yeah. Again.
Yeah. Still reading it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Christmas time.
Yes, it is. This will be the last. This might be. Do you think this will be the last hard on for 2019?
I don't know. Everybody says, okay. I'm listening. I have, you know, my stockpile of podcasts I listen to on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And for the last 2 weeks, they've all been dog shit. Like super bad. There's nothing new. Nothing's being refreshed. People just aren't working. People just dial it in pretty much through the month of all the month of December, you know? And when there is one, you know, a shitty guest or they're short and you know what I mean? Not the high caliber shit that you come to expect 11 other months of the year. So, but I was listening to one and there was a guy talking about how, you know, he was going to just shut it down for a couple of weeks, sort of, you know, regroup. Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing any more stand-up dates. He wasn't doing anything. It's just time to shut it down and hang out and, you know, have some cocktails at home and hang with the family and blah, blah, blah. Shut it down. He kept saying, shut it down. Shutting it down. Shutting the engines off for a couple of weeks. I don't know that I can do that. I don't enjoy downtime like that. I like the idea of it, but I don't like it in practice. You know what I mean? I don't like to be alone with myself is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on how overworked you may or may not feel. Do you feel overworked?
Yeah, I'm always busy. Like I always have a bunch of shit going on. At any time, I should be doing something.
But are a lot of those things you choose to do?
Or well, everything you have is to do. Well, I mean, but doesn't that depend on how you perceive that? Like, I have obligations.
Right, okay,
I chose to make the obligations, but they're still obligations. It's not like work release prison program, but I've chosen...
At the end of the day, us recording the podcast isn't technically an obligation. We make it one by saying, like, hey, this is when we record, this is what we do. But at the end of the day, if you or I had something come up, we can be like, hey, this can change.
I just have a problem with that because... I make it an obligation. I like to make it an obligation.
Totally.
And I don't just mean the podcast. I mean like everything like this. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to.
All these things that I
feel like sometimes you have to.
Otherwise, you just don't do it. Right. Otherwise, there's a million other things you could or should be doing.
I could be playing Xbox.
You could be playing Xbox. Yes. I make it an obligation. Like I have to do this and this and this and this. And I just put it on the fucking schedule and we do it. So I don't know. I just don't like to not have anything to do. And then I find myself at home and I get real squirrely. You know, like there's some shit around here I should be doing. In the meantime, there's this pile of shit in my head that I know I need to do. You know, I gotta finish this project I'm writing and I have two scripts I have to finish by the 1st of January, which is like in a week. And, you know, I got fucking this. I got this
maybe that's
list of shit, but...
Maybe that's why you only three quarters of the way finish things.
Maybe.
Because you know, like, your brain is full of cells. Like,
prison cells?
No, I'm talking about, like, compartments.
Sure.
There are compartments in your brain.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, like, something has to be in those compartments at all times. And if something's three quarters of the way done, you'd be like, oh, well, that's what's filling up that compartment.
Yeah.
That's what's filling up this compartment. And then once you finish that thing, fuck. Something has to fill that compartment back up.
Finish in Middletown.
What the hell is it going to be?
That was a big thing. That was a big scary thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you fucking did it.
Yeah. But then it turns into like, fuck, now what? It's the,
you know.
Day after Christmas.
How do you eat an elephant, right? That's what they say.
One bite at a time.
One bite at a fucking time. And then that's really how... Do you ever start a project thinking like, I have no idea how the fuck I'm going to do this, how I'm even going to start it? But then like you find yourself... And then all of a sudden like you find yourself halfway through it and you're like, oh, fuck, I do have a process now.
Yeah.
Like I find my... Like with video projects, you know what I mean? Like if I'm like cutting some shit for work or whatever, like I don't know how the fuck I'm going to start this. How am I going to make this work? You know what I mean? And then like... You're like, well, I could piece this here, piece this here. And then the next thing you know, it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's the same way with like projects that you haven't started. You're like, fuck, how do I start this? What's the plan here? And then you just kind of start shuffling things around and making things happen. And you're like, oh,
Yeah.
You find your spark, you know what I mean? And the next thing you know, it's three quarters of the way done. You don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
So anyway, it's Christmas time.
So the answer to the question, I don't, this could be the last one of the year. I don't know.
No, I'm down to record next week. Fuck it.
Okay.
I mean, it's that shitty year where like Christmas is on a Wednesday.
So stupid.
Man, let's just change it. Make it like Thanksgiving. So Christmas is always on like a fucking Monday or some shit. Or like a Tuesday.
Right.
Christmas should always be on a Tuesday.
So then you get Monday and
Tuesday's
Tuesday.
Yeah, because like, what, am I going to go to work for one day? Fuck that. I'm going to take Monday off. And then Tuesday's Christmas.
Yeah, so you take Wednesday off just because it's the day after Christmas.
Right.
And if you want to go back to work, you're there for 2 days.
Exactly.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nah, it's garbage. And then, you know, a week later, on the nose, you have the same problem with New Year. So sometimes it pays off, man. Not this year. So yeah, I'm definitely down to have one more podcast of the decade. I'm down for that.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. One more in the teens. One more, and then we start the roaring 20s.
Dude, I was just going to say, I'm sick of all the fucking jokes.
Yeah.
They're like, man, we should bring back all the stuff from the 20s. Like,
yeah, you hipster douchebag. We should definitely do that.
Shut the fuck up.
I went to a axe throwing party.
No shit.
For my sister.
It was a bunch of like teenage boys just fucking spraying themselves with deodorant.
That's what it was. You walked in, there was a cloud.
Right.
It was a cloud of Axe, and there was a bunch of like modified Hondas in the parking lot.
Nice.
And it was good. Yeah. Fucking no, sweet. it was you know, like the hatchet, like an urban recreational axe throwing establishment,
yeah.
Which is in the back of a tint company building. So you pull in, and
that actually makes all the sense in the world to me.
I get the text as we're coming in, and like, it says, "Hey, it's in this building where the tint place is." And you're like, "Yeah, great,
that makes sense."
You walk in there, and I got so angry as soon as I walked in the door. And let me tell you why.
I'd love for you to tell me why.
I assumed that there was some sort of regulatory commission that was involved in these establishments. There was some safety.
Some paperwork.
So here's what the paperwork was. It was a girl with an iPad saying, I need you to sign this or you can just do it on your phone. All right. There's no ID. No, there's no ID. There's nothing. We lied to them and told them that our kid was older so she could be there. And they were just like,
how old do you need to be?
13. So they were just like, okay, whatever. So there's this. So I walk in. Everybody there is wearing pajama pants,
of course.
And the people that work there, super nice people.
The people that worked there were wearing pajama pants
because that's part of their shtick, right? It's part of their shtick.
Do you not want to say the name of this place?
I know, but don't.
Okay.
But the people that work there, super super nice people.
Uh huh. Because I think I saw them on TV. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you walk in there and it's like lanes of two open lanes, right? Uh-huh. And there's like maybe eight altogether of just like space with chicken wire up. And then people are just hucking hatchets at boards.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. It's
what did you expect it to be?
I expected it to be that, but I expected it to be more substantial, like a more substantial situation where you throw the axes.
Right.
I expected there to be some kind of like, I don't know, man, like some kind of like people watching and shit, but people that weren't directly in our party, you just go in there. It's $25 an hour. You just walk in there and just chuck deadly weapons at the wall. There's nothing stopping anybody from just going on a murder rampage.
They just have hatchets laying around.
Hatchets laying everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Like horseshoes, if they were deadly.
Right.
And people are just, I mean, I'm sure there's people in there. They're hammered. They're stoned. They're just hawking these.
Are they allowed
things.
To serve alcohol there?
They don't serve alcohol. You know what they do serve?
Huh?
They serve $3 glass bottles of Coke, which made me upset. And
that seems
they have a pay what you want coffee situation. And
the fuck is this, like a fucking fun run on a Sunday morning?
And in the cooler, when you walk in, where all the $3 glass bottles of Coke are, there were three yogurts. And one giant,
are they like up for grabs or did they have people's names on them?
It was the community work lunch. Cooler
yeah.
plus where you get your snacks from. And they had a giant like clear plastic bottle full of like kombucha.
the fuck?
And I'm like, fucking, hey, man, Jesus, Shiloh. Like, put your shit. This is the only fridge in the whole place, Shiloh. Take your shit. Leave it in your car. It's 40,
outside.
It's 31 degrees outside. Like, it's not, you're going to be fine. I don't want your mushroom drink in here. Son of a bitch. It was just these guys, man. These fucking guys and the fucking people that go there. I made some joke on Twitter that every one of these places is like the larval stage of a vape shop. And you could definitely see that it had the bones to be that.
Yeah.
And they don't even turn the staff over.
Time.
The staff, they just stay. Yeah. Like, now we're doing this? All right, that's cool.
We're selling vape now and CBD.
It's just like, this is where we're at as a civilization.
Excellent.
We have so little to worry about and so little... We don't need to hunt, but still we have the instinct to hunt. So now all these people who live in a city mm-hmm. have to go to the back of the tent place and huck axes at targets. That's how we release our caveman shit.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't even do it. I didn't even throw
You didn't even throw an axe?
No, I sat there. I walked in and out loud, I went, well, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. My girlfriend looked at me and was like, are you being serious right now? And I was like, oh, no, I'm being super serious. This is crazy. Why is this a thing? And then I just sat there with my arms folded for 2 hours.
Oh, good for you.
2 hours. Well, you know what? Listen, if you close the door on my face, I'm going to nail it fucking shut. All right?
Yep.
Hold a grudge for life. That's what I say. So I made a statement when I walked in there. And I stand by it.
Yeah, you got to stick to what you know.
Stick to the hate. That's it. Hate. What makes the grass grow? Hate. Oh, God.
I didn't mean to upset you.
I wanted to shake the shit out of people. Like, what are you doing? And there's these screaming, cackling girls. There was a girl in there. She was like 45 pounds. She couldn't pick up the axe. Mm-hmm. The axe is like this little horseshit hatchet, right? Yeah. It's not an axe. It's like a hatchet, you know? And there's definitely a skill involved in it. They had a TV that was playing like the world championship axe throwing things. And I was watching that. And that's pretty impressive. Like, these guys are like marksmen and shit like that.
Sure.
But this girl couldn't even...
But I'm sure they were in like a fucking controlled space and...
Yeah.
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 They were... It's not like a cornhole league on a Wednesday afternoon.
It felt like a cornhole league. Right. At the back of a bar.
Yeah.
It felt like a dart league. Now, I know darts, you could really stick somebody with a dart.
Yeah.
But they're not sharpened hatchets. This girl, I'm hearing her shrieking, and I'm sitting there on like their little couch or whatever they had in the front of the place, and my arms folded, just kind of being an asshole. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing, oh my God. And dude, it's not safe. What you're doing is not safe.
Mm-hmm.
There's no protection. There's no...
I don't understand how there's not... How many lanes of this do they have going at once?
Like eight.
Eight lanes of these things? So at any time, there could be eight hatchets in the air.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you have to rely... Okay, so most of them are double lanes, right? So you have to... They're open. It's open. It's
so
two
wait,
and
so
one.
That's fucked up.
So right. So now you throw your hatchet...
Uh-huh.
And
you have to go get it, but like,
and you have to trust that the person next to you isn't going to throw their hatchet at the same time.
That's fucked up,
because these things bounce off the wall,
right?
And they're sharp. They're tiny hatchets, man. Tiny axes, they're hatchets.
And I'm sure they have to fucking keep sharpening that shit.
Oh yeah, they're sharp. They're not. It's not like they're not rubber. This isn't for sport. I mean, like they work. They work. And there's no way. There was like three people that worked there. There was 20 people in our party, easily 20 people. Then there was probably another 20 people that were there on their own volition. So it wasn't like there was enough eyes to go around and keep people safe. I mean, I would never, ever... I was immediately pissed off because my kid was there. And I was just like,
You didn't go there thinking, you're like, oh, great, I have to fucking... keep an eye on my kid the
right,
whole time.
Right, right. Yeah. I got a hawk. You know, that's why I didn't want to play, because I was afraid. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And this is where we're at. This is what we do. I don't know, whatever. So what happened to bowling, man?
Right.
Bowling. This shit was fun.
Starting next week, the Hard On Podcast Bowling League will meet every Friday night.
Kelly's Imperial Lanes.
Kelly's Imperial Lanes.
Yeah, 2-for-1 Thursdays and 50 cent wing night.
It's dollar bowling night, everybody, but it's $5 for your shoes.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny, the people who like... Dude, Kieran's dad and stepmom show up with their balls and their shoes.
Yeah.
But they're not like in a league. Like, I feel like if you're in a bowling league, I get it. You should totally buy your shit. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool to like have your own ball and shit like.
Yeah.
But like, how often are you bowling that you felt you needed to have,
your own ball and shoes. I don't know, man.
The ball, that mystifies me. If I went bowling more than once every 4 years, I would probably buy shoes.
Yeah.
Every time I put those things on my feet, okay, I
could see not wanting to wear other people's shoes. I can get that. I can wrap my head around that. But the ball.
And what do bowling shoes cost?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe $40?
That's kind of how I feel about golf shoes. How often do you have to golf
to have the shoes
to justify the purchase of golf shoes?
There's got
to
be a number.
I know that I'm under that line.
Yeah.
But then I show up to the golf tournament. Like, we have a golf tournament for work and
shit. And your Nikes.
And I'm just like in like fucking Nike shocks or some shit. I'm like, let's fucking go, guys.
Now look at this asshole.
Fucking high tops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're just like, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah. You don't play, do you?
You don't play very often, do you? Well, it's cool that you're here, though.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. We needed it for this shotgun.
Okay. Oh!
Yeah. Golf tournament. Yeah.
Shotgun start.
Yeah, shotgun start.
Scramble.
Yeah. Okay. Close to the hole. Yeah.
Close to the pin.
Close to the pin, yeah.
Longest drive contest.
Oh, yeah. 10 to pin, Gigi. Yep.
Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
Sand trap.
Yeah. Stay in the golf cart.
Yep. Water hazard.
Oh, yeah. Beer cart. Oh. Fucking do that shit forever.
You're teeing off kind of high.
Oh, top spin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fade.
Is English a thing? Or is that?
That's in pool.
That's pool.
I mean, it's the same idea. You can put top spin on a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Tailor made.
Oh, what's the other one? Shit.
Titleist.
Yep.
Callaway.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Fowler.
Oh, G.G. Rodriguez. Yeah.
Bridgestone.
Oh, John Daly. Oh, Arnold Palmer T. Oh, yeah.
Piss in the woods.
Oh, yeah. We used to have a tradition.
Well, I think we still do. I would risk to say that we still have a tradition.
I just mean that it used to be a bigger deal. And we've covered
fair
it.
Enough.
But I will say that this has become a tradition over the we've been doing this long enough where, you know, we have a tradition here.
Right.
And that's to ring in the Christmas season.
Yes.
With arguably the greatest rapper of all time, Miami Dade County's own.
Yeah.
Plies.
All right, I gave my mama $2,000 to go get me a Christmas tree and put my Christmas tree up in my house. I did came home and this shit in him. I did tell my mom about it, told her she don't come get that $100 Christmas tree out my house. I know some. Motherfucker sold me her Christmas tree.
I can't believe that
motherfucker sold me her Christmas tree.
Her Christmas tree.
Christmas.
And, I don't know that we ever watched this one, but I'm just going to go back-to-back Plies here.
Okay.
Yo, bitch, I'm about to get in these streets. Merry Christmas. Yo, I'm about to get in these streets. What a bitch thought they were over, bitch. No, bitch, this ain't over, bitch. Bitch, I'm gonna get out here, bitch. It's Christmas, bitch. Bitch, I mean, what I got on, bitch, I got on aqua, bitch. Bitch, that aqua, bitch. Oh, you see them Da Vinci? Oh, Da Vinci. Oh, you see? Oh, don't do it. Oh. How you feel today on Chroma, bitch? I feel lovely.
Bro.
Hey, bitch, thought this shit was finna stop, bitch. Bitch, this shit don't stop till the casket drop, bitch. This don't stop till the casket drop over here, bitch. Bitch, I'm wearing aqua today, bitch. On Chroma, bitch. Bitch, you see that tail bite up, bitch? Bitch, get the tail, bitch. Ooh, look at that tail. Ooh. Yeah, I'm in these street. Merry Chroma. Ha ha.
Yeah, oh, man.
Plies. Few things bring me as much joy this time of year.
Well, he says something else about Christmas. He talks about Christmas. He talks about it's for kids, right?
Christmas is for kids.
Christmas for kids.
It's for getting rawed and being rawed. Yeah. Going rawed and being, yeah. Yeah, I'll find it. I'll find.
It's so good. Every year it makes me happy.
It does. If we could get him on the podcast, Sean, that would be the ultimate get. Listen, if you guys got any connections.
If anybody in the
in the Florida area, the greater Sunshine State,
right,
can get us in
reach
touch.
Out. Is all I'm saying. Maybe we can get them on Twitter.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I don't even know what we would ask them to do. We just ask them to come on.
Yeah,
and then we would spend the whole time being like, "Dude, I don't know what you're saying."
Yeah, I would translate for them.
Yeah,
we could play a game where he would say some shit, mm-hmm. and then you and another guest would guess what he was saying, and then I would read the answer and award points. Like that's how we could do it.
I'm in.
I think if we start working now by next Critmet, we'll have them.
Critmet.
Yeah.
Critmet plies. Two stacks. Gave my mama two stacks. $2,000. To put a Christmas tree up, a Critmet tree up in my house.
Motherfucking Auntie Deck, I'm calling me with that bullshit. Can I borrow a cup at all? Called Christmas that snuck up on me this year. Ain't no motherfucking Christmas that snuck up on you. Christmas been on the same motherfucking day for the last 2,000 motherfucking years. Your motherfucking pockets that snuck up on you, not no motherfucking Christmas.
Oh, he's great.
He is great. He's an endless.
And it sounds like he has his shit together, though. That's what I like. He's like, motherfucker, this is my money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I worked hard for this.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to buy you Critmet presents.
Right.
I'm not going to lend you money to buy your kids Critmet presents.
Right.
Yeah. I got to take care of my own shit.
Christmas snuck up on you? No, it didn't.
It's the same day every year. That's a great point.
Yeah.
That shit just snuck up on me. In fact, you know what? I want to hear that again.
Motherfucking Auntie Deck, I'm calling me with that bullshit. Can I borrow a cup at all? Called Christmas that snuck up on me this year. Ain't no motherfucking Christmas that snuck up on you. Christmas been on the same motherfucking day for the last 2,000 motherfucking years. Your motherfucking pockets that snuck up on you, not no motherfucking Christmas.
I love it. And that's really what we're missing with Vine being gone.
Dude, you know? I miss Vine.
Yeah, well, Vine made him.
Yeah. Well, he was a thing before Vine.
Yeah, but Plies works well in 6 seconds because you want more plies.
right, fair enough.
Yeah, I think last year we went through and we watched like an hour compilation of plies.
We just watched plies.
Yeah. I mean, I can't get enough of them, but I like that it happens in these small little bursts, you know, right. Because if you just let it run.
Maybe he's on TikTok.
Oh, he's got to be on TikTok. He's an early adopter. I know that's part of his digital philosophy.
Right, right.
Yeah, he gets in early. You got to get in early and get your shit, your name and shit like that.
Established,
right.
Yeah.
And any one of these new things could be like his
brand. Right. Because then he can at least be like, at least I was here. I was here day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody comes looking for me at Critmet time, and they can find me on TikTok.
Did you find any more plies?
Dude, I have so much plies. All the plies.
And I don't know what his thing is with Critmet, but he fucking loves Critmet.
He does love Critmet. I mean, I got a lot of shit here, man. I got a lot of shit. I got an endless amount of shit. I do love that he was in Aqua. Oh, shit.
The color, you're saying?
Aqua.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. For anybody who couldn't see the video. Because I wasn't sure what the hell he was talking about until I saw you.
I might be too drunk later on to tell y'all, so I want to get it out of the way now. But enjoy it, man. Beautiful day. Explain to the kids what it's really about. The gifts part is cool, but give them the true meaning of what Christmas is supposed to be about, man. A lot of people sacrificed a lot for us to be able to celebrate this day.
It's deep.
Me to y'all, double salute. Get off your feet. Watch a little football. Eat good. Have a few drinks if you're able to. Just soak up the moment, man. A lot of people right now who thought they was going to make it this Christmas that ain't make it, man. So everybody we done lost.
Plies.
Double salute to y'all, too.
Double salute.
We forgot about you. Everybody who behind the wall, man.
Behind the wall? Oh, he's getting political.
Physically ain't out here with us, but you in our hearts. When I say double salute to y'all, double salute to y'all, man. Enjoy it. Merry Christmas, man. I ain't want to take the time out, man.
No, they just looped it. I think they looped it for 4 minutes. His 4 minute Christmas wish. His 4 minute Critmet wish.
Because he might be too drunk later.
He's got a lot to say.
Yeah.
All right.
And he says, what do you.
Merry Christmas, man. Merry Christmas. Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, I don't want to see no sad faces today. Cause listen, truth be told, today wasn't supposed to be about us anyway. But guess what? We here. I ain't getting nothing for Crew Manila. Nothing.
We here.
So you can show this to anybody who ain't getting nothing. I ain't getting nothing for Crew Manila. But guess what? I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm living. Hey, listen, man. The day is about being happy, man. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, man. Want y'all to enjoy it. When I say I'm enjoying mine, I want you to enjoy yours. And I ain't getting nothing.
Well, he's gonna throw up.
Hey,
he's spinning.
I ain't getting nothing. But I'm happy. Merry Christmas, man.
I mean, how do you get mad? Every time I'm in a shitty mood, I should just watch Ply's Crimmin videos, because that shit just, like, that made me so happy. That shit made me happy.
And I liked in the last video how he mentioned, like, have a drink or two if you can.
If you can, yeah.
Because he knows people are struggling. He gets it.
People struggling
Dude
with addiction.
Gets it. He's like, have a drink or two, but, you know.
If you can.
If you can.
Don't.
And if you shouldn't, don't.
Don't do it. Use your head. Celebrate in your way.
Mm-hmm. Not about us.
No, it's not about
us. But we're here.
I'm happy.
I ain't get nothing either. But I'm happy.
Yeah, just look this guy up. He's fucking amazing. He's amazing. Dude, so I'm dicking around the other day on Reddit, as I often do.
Well, yeah, that's as the world does.
And I come across...
Front page of the internet, Jay.
It is. That's what they say.
The front page of the entire internet.
That's what they say. So I came across this post, and it just said a guy from a radio station was going around giving people a hard time about not putting their carts away.
I love that.
At a grocery store or whatever. And dude, I'm gonna play about a minute of this, all right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to... Take it in and tell me what you think. Yeah, I should probably...
Ma'am, it's a magnetic bumper sticker. It shows you that you've been cart narked, and it's got our hotline number on it, sir, if you want to take that and call it.
Keep it. I don't need it.
No, sir, yes, you do, because you just left your cart in the middle of the spot. Here, I'll put that right there for you.
Hey, you know what? You're playing fucking games. I don't need that.
Well, I have more. I've got another one here if you like it.
Give me more.
Well, no, I think you're going to throw it away if you do it.
Well, I don't want the motherfucker. I'm going to say, okay, so get the fuck away.
But you deserve it because you left your cart, or your wife, I guess, left your cart where it doesn't belong.
What is your fucking problem, dude?
Leave us alone.
I'm the cart narc, sir.
I don't give a shit.
We're out here to protect people from people who leave their carts out. Well, here's
he's the bumper
sticker for you, sir. Are you fucking with me, dude?
No, dude.
There it is.
I got one more.
Give it to me.
I feel like you're going to throw it over there if you do. That's not very nice. Mr. Sal, sir.
This guy has nothing to do.
I have a lot to do. What we do is we... Ma'am, you didn't leave another person alone when you left your cart out here.
See?
No, sir.
Yeah, go. What are you thinking?
Their job to pick it up from the cart corral. You guys are being lazy bones. I'm going to say it.
Being lazy bones.
I'm going to put this bumper sticker here if that's okay.
Oh, fuck. The guy got back in the car.
What are you talking about? Man, this is my job as a cart narc to make people help.
You know
understand.
What?
You know what?
What?
This asshole here...
Oh, she's doing it.
For taking it back, ma'am.
She put the cart back.
Look at this asshole right there.
But what if, okay, sir, what if somebody had a chair and they wanted to park here, but your cart's blocking their chair?
Somebody can't park there. And
I mean, no, but because they have, you know, they have the lifts.
She has nothing better to do.
Ma'am, this is a good thing to do, quite frankly.
Okay.
Is that an F me?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice, ma'am. I'm out of bumper stickers. Well, that's not nice.
Fuck you.
Aw, ma'am. She promised next time you'll take your cart back, though?
Again. Get out of here. Leave us alone.
But ma'am, you're the
pick
one who...
Pick on somebody else.
I'm not picking on anybody.
Pick on somebody.
There's no...
What are you thinking,
ma'am?
What
we do, we don't discriminate on age, race, gender, disability.
Well, at first, I was going to criticize his technique. At first. And then as the video went on...
She left her cart right here blocking the handicap access lane.
You want to know why?
Because she's lazy is why. Who's? Oh, well, I believe that. That lady just leave her cart out, too?
Oh, shit.
No, ma'am. That's not where the cart goes. It goes back in the cart corral, ma'am. Oh, I'm out.
At first, I was going to criticize the technique.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, right out the gate, you're going at somebody who's in a handicap spot.
Yeah.
Because if there's somebody you're not going to go after, it's somebody in a handicap spot, right?
Okay.
So I was like, all right, bad choice, because you're definitely going to have some people not on your side here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to find a very, like, you got to find, like, a nice young man.
Okay.
Who is, like...
Okay.
Like, who definitely put the cart back.
Uh-huh.
And, but as that went on, it got better and better, because...
the guy in the car, like, because he has a magnetic bumper sticker that he's putting on the back of their car if they leave their cart. And that motherfucking guy, it was a man and a woman, and the woman left the cart there, and the guy was driving the car. He got out of the car, took the bumper sticker off, and threw it.
Yeah.
And then went to get back in the car, put another bumper sticker on. He got out again, did the same thing. And this shit happened 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Which...
At a certain point,
funny. It's just like, I mean, yeah. Now you're not. And then she fucking put the cart back. So who the fuck am I to say, you know?
Here's
another thing. I don't think that they need to be in the handicap spot either.
So her justification at the beginning of the video, I'm not sure if you saw it or not, was he busts her, and she says, "Well, I have cancer," and he says, "Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but." You had to put your cart back. Uh-huh. Now, here's the problem with this shit. This lady had cancer when she was in the store and pushed the cart all around. But as soon as it became not immediately necessary for her needs, she just drops it.
Yep.
That cancer. Shit right there drives me crazy.
Yep.
Like, you pulled it out of the corral or from the front of the store.
Right.
And you could walk with it the whole time. Mm-hmm. leaving the carts out. That's the source.
Oh no, dude! I hate it. Like, I can't go to the store.
Yeah,
it, like, that's how bad it is. Like, it's like I can't go to the store anymore because seriously, if you spend 5 minutes in a parking lot, you see all sorts of shitty people, and that's what just makes me feel like everybody sucks because like. People fucking, whether they're, you know, taking up 2 parking spaces because they drive a fucking BMW and they feel like, well, I don't want anybody hit my car.
Yeah.
Then fucking buy a different car.
Yeah.
or leaving their cart wherever the fuck they feel like it. That blows my mind. That one actually blows. I do not think I have it in me to just leave a cart.
Yeah.
And feel good about that. Someone listening to this is somebody who just leaves their cart out.
Fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, like there's definitely somebody listening.
Stop
to this.
That shit! Yeah, you narcissist.
Like, why the fuck are you doing that?
You're making it
who
somebody else's problem.
Are
They're
you?
They're the same assholes that go like, "Well, you know, it's that kid's job." So I mean,
I'm creating work for him.
Yeah, he's got to have a job.
Shut the fuck up. They
take care of it.
Up.
I had a friend who was a piece of shit who I stopped talking 2 years ago. Not for this, but this is just a
didn't help.
This is the kind of person he is. We would go to eat somewhere. We would be at like a food court. That's a better example. Food court, tray situation. You get up and just walk away. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm done. Like, okay. Well, they hand you the fucking tray.
Yeah. They give you the food on a tray for a reason.
Entire fire of a person. Dump it off and put it over there. It's like, no, I don't do that. Okay.
Fucking why?
That's the kind of shit. And it's the same asshole behavior as this. And it's the same asshole behavior as the jerk-off kid that works at Dunkin' Donuts. And you go, thank you. And they go, yep. And just turn around and keep going on with their day. It's the same shit.
Same shit.
Just be cool. Everybody just be cool to each other. None of us want to be here. I don't want to be standing in line. I don't want to go to Walmart or Target, wherever the hell this place is. Uh-huh. I don't want to do that shit. Be nice to the people you see, right?
Yeah.
A friend of mine was telling me a story how he was recently at a Walmart here and this shit. In this town and saw a family eating plums off the shelf and just leaving. He followed them around the store. They were just leaving plum like remnants, pits or whatever's left
throughout
the
store.
Throughout the store.
Entire family doing
it. Yeah, yeah.
Because like you expect teenagers to be assholes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's okay, but you kind of expect it. We've all done stupid shit. Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like rude fucking like asshole shit. Because we hit a point in our lives where we're like, oh shit, we can get away with some shit. But some people never grow out of it.
Formed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like some people never grow out of it.
You're a piece of garbage and then you're raising more garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not good with any of that shit. The movie Death Before Discomfort was originally going to be a superhero movie about a guy who would try to kick the shit out of people for stuff like that and just got his ass handed to him routinely. Mm-hmm. That's how strongly I felt about that. I wrote a significant chunk of my life writing a story about it.
Right.
I hate that shit so much. I hate it. Just be cool.
Like not putting carts back, parking where you shouldn't. All that shit. And now did you see there's a fucking and I'm curious about this, and if somebody has an answer for me, I'd love to hear it. There is a reserved parking spot for police members at Walmart now.
Police members?
Like policemen, police officers.
Really?
There's a reserve spot for police officers.
I didn't.
Towards the front of the store.
I didn't see that.
And I'm like, all right, I'm fine with this if it's for like on-duty cops. If you know what I mean, if that's what you're doing, and they're like, hey,
they can park wherever they want to. They can park in the fire lane. They're on duty.
But like,
turn the lights on. Walk inside.
Well, that's a dick move too, though. That's like the fucking cop on their cell phone.
The bigger dick move are the people who never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But so I was like, okay, if this is for like on duty cops who like, hey, we want, you know, if you want to pop in and grab lunch, like you can park your car here if you're on duty. Uh-huh. But the whole time I was like, I was waiting for Kieran inside. I was in the car while Kieran was inside, and like people pulling in and out of there, they had like the little sheriff sticker on their fucking car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, all right, even if you are a cop, you're like, why do you get this?
Yeah.
You're off duty. You're just some dude.
You're just a guy when you're punched
out.
You're
literally just a guy.
Yeah.
Like, why should I give a fuck?
Yeah. Heroes.
Like, it's this idea that, like, cops are supposed to be held at a higher standard. Like I'm supposed to respect them more than the average person.
Off duty, even?
Or, like, no, like, why am I supposed to do that at all?
Yeah.
Like, if you want,
fuck the police, right?
Not what I'm saying, and it's not an easy job. I get that, but like,
you want to give a space at the front of the store for obviously for handicapped people. Awesome. Of course. You want to give a space at the front of the store for disabled veterans? Sure.
Great.
You want to give a space at the front of the store for pregnant women?
Great.
Fine. Great. When you start getting into specifics, like,
yeah,
well, this is just for off-duty cops. And this one over here is for an off-duty fireman. And this one over here is for an off-duty airplane mechanic. And this one is for an off-duty press operator.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Just stop it. Everybody can fucking walk unless you're physically unable to walk. I think it's cute and it's a nice tip of the cap and I totally appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
But give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Stop, I mean, that shit.
Shit like that's a PR move all the way. Yeah, that's 100% what it is. And you're doing more good than bad from a company standpoint. I get why they do that.
Except like, that the vast majority of the people that shop there who aren't the police officers
right, yeah,
are like another spot in the front of the store, particularly the Walmart here, because, and I'm sure it's the same at all Walmart establishments, when they made the pickup, grocery pickup
right.
thing. So they took a third of the parking lot and they made it all orange. Mm-hmm. And they said, this is where, like, only people who were picking up can park here. So now a third of the parking lot that's in the front is mm-hmm. all, it's off the table. So now you have this remaining parking lot to deal with. And now you're doling shit out to fucking cops who aren't at work. Are you for reals? That's a thing?
Uh-huh.
Come on. And you want, am I going to be pissed? Am I going to be like a social justice warrior? When I see some guy parked there, it's not a cop. Am I supposed to be like, if I saw a guy parked in a handicapped spot, like, hey, oh, man,
hey,
you're not a cop. You don't have a jar head and flat top and shit. No, that's not cool, man. That's for a cop. That's for a, that's for a super able-bodied protector who can definitely move.
Yeah. Like it's part of the job.
As part of the job to be in shape. That's who has to park in the front of the store. If anything, it should be for fat, old, retired cops.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. That shit is insane. And dude, I feel like I'm destroying my child's life. Just because now...
Are you teaching her to hate?
Just all the hate is pouring out of me. We were up there, up at this you know, shopping plaza the other day. And I saw no fewer than like five cars just parked in the fire lane with their blinkers on, with their four-ways on.
Dude, I hate that shit.
And I'm like driving through there and I'm looking at these people and they're just dicking off on their phone.
Yeah.
And so now out loud, I'm going, but I want to park here. But my wife's inside and she'll be right out.
So I picked up.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you want. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to go to the store with another person.
Oh, I just want to.
So they, right.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. We live in a civilized society. If everybody just does what they want to do, then it's just rape and murder. And it starts with tiny little indiscretions like parking in a fucking fire lane because your fat wife is inside getting groceries and she can't push the cart across the lot to you where you're parked.
Right.
Get out of your car, give her a hand.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
you don't get to park there because you want to park there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You don't.
Yeah. I think it's one thing if you're fucking dropping somebody off at the front of the store and you're going to park the car. You know what? Fine. You're in and out of there in 2 seconds.
Drop them off. But whatever. You go park.
But go park the car.
Yeah.
It's that shit where people just like, well, they're just running in and out. So I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, I'll sit here.
They're just running in and out. They're just going to run in and out.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's literally not what that's like.
It's not.
You're not better than everybody else that's here. I picked up Chinese food the other day.
Oh yeah.
From everyone, Amsterdam's own China Walk.
Yeah. Mike's a good dude. Shout out, Mike.
Dude. Yeah, and that brings another point up. But anyway, I pulled into a parking spot, went inside, paid for my food. Walked out with my food.
Yeah.
And went back to my car.
That's what humans do.
The entire thing took maybe 2 minutes. That seems like a stretch. Probably a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my food was ready. I walked in. They knew me. Done. You know what I mean? And in that time, a guy pulled up in his fucking big ass Chevy Tahoe,
mm-hmm.
pulled into the fire lane.
Mm-hmm.
To just get out and grab his food.
I'm just going
to
run in.
To do literally what I just did.
I'm just going
to
run in, though.
Like, I was so angry. I had Kieran with me. I'm like, you see this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Like, do you see this shit? Like, you get to do this.
Yeah, just
you
him.
Get to park here. If every motherfucker who was just running into the Chinese place to pick up their food,
there'd be
nowhere to park.
Yeah.
There'd be nowhere to stop because the whole entire fucking fire lane would be full.
That's how the Chinese restaurant works. There's four tables in there. Everybody goes in there to get their food quick.
It's a takeout
joint.
Yeah. Like, no one, you're not the one guy who's just picking up their food.
Yeah.
Like, literally everybody who's in here is just picking up their food.
Yeah.
But no, you park right out front. You do it.
Yeah, man.
And yeah. it's just like, it's learned behavior. And motherfuckers, raising motherfuckers.
Yes.
Like, and that's the shit that pisses me off.
It's that
like,
shit, and it's
if
not-
you're doing it, you think it's fine.
Yeah. You don't care.
That, like, without a doubt, like, I like to think that a lot of people are justifying it in their heads. At the very least, trying to convince themselves that it's okay.
Well, they did at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point.
And then it became delayed.
They were
behavior.
Like, oh, I'm in a rush. I don't want to leave my cart here, but I really am in a rush. I really got to
yeah.
head back. I'm just going to leave it here for now. But then you get okay with it.
Yeah, like murder.
You're a fucking serial cart narc. you're a fucking serial cartist.
There's definitely some kind of correlation in
bullshit behavior
where you put your needs over the needs of everybody else. I hate that shit. It's such a big point of contention for me with the world. I spend a lot of calories trying to take care of other people. Oh, no, that was me.
Jay's phone was just vibrating.
I burn a lot of calories trying to take care of other people and like, you know, being the good guy and trying to be courteous and trying to, you know, like fucking be a good person and shit, holding the door mm-hmm. open and letting people with just a bottle of water get in front of me in a line at a grocery right. store and shit like that.
But other then you see fucking asshole able-bodied people riding around in the motorized carts. And I'm like, all right. I'm like 90% sure you don't need that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say shit because maybe you do need it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I knew for a fact, fuck, that's the shit, right?
That's why we need those vigilantes, bro. I'm dead serious. I really think it's a thing we need to do. I think it's a thing we need to explore. We need plainclothes vigilantes around here just to take care of stupid, ignorant asshole people like that.
Yeah.
Drive me out of my mind. It's everywhere. It's everybody. It doesn't matter what time of year. It doesn't matter where you are. None of that shit matters. This fucking ignorance and narcissism lives everywhere. And it's just, but I want to do it. But I want to do it. Yeah. But I want to do it. But.
And it's, now, okay, now it's winter. It's motherfuckers just parking in the middle of the fucking street.
Yeah, dude.
It's plowing their driveways into the road.
Yeah.
It's bullshit like that. Like, don't get me wrong. We all hate that the plow comes through and blocks our driveways. But what the fuck else are they supposed to do?
Yeah, we can do.
You want to clear a road, the snow's got to go somewhere.
Snow parking, right?
You know what I mean?
I live on a weird street.
But fuck.
I live on like a side street where there's a bunch of houses, but it's a small street. Nobody on that street parks like they're supposed to park. And I don't give a shit because I got a driveway. But
right.
at the same time, you know what? You want to park on the same side of your house because you're closer to your house. that doesn't mean shit. All that means is that when the plow comes through, they're going to do a shitty job because you're being a dick. Because you're talking about literally 15 extra feet.
Yeah.
It's three paces. It's not even a full second if you can walk. I mean, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? And why are you, why do you think it's okay to impact my shit? Because you just need to be less inconvenienced in your day. That shit about parking in front of fucking Target or whatever, or Walmart or whatever. It's cold. It sucks. It sucks then for everybody. Stay home, man. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I don't.
It's like people that when they bitch about tipping. You know what I mean? It's like, why I don't want to tip. It's ridiculous that we're expected to tip. Like, no, bro, you can't afford to go out then.
Then don't go out,
Then don't go out. But it's the same shit. It's like, fuck, it's freezing outside. I'm just going to park in the front. I'm just going to park right in front of the store. No, dude.
No.
Then don't go out.
Yeah.
Because you can't handle the bare minimum of what you have to do to go to the store.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally the bare minimum of what you need to do.
It's parking in a lot. And not parking, like, two towns over. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Take a cab.
If you're really that fucking worried about it, take a cab.
Yeah, they're $5.
Figure it out. Take a cab. They'll pick you right up at the front of the store.
Drop you there. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll give you exactly what you want, and you don't have to bother anybody about it.
It's so enraging. It's so fucking obnoxious. It's so obnoxious. It's that shit. It's the guy on the treadmill next to me yesterday that could not stop screaming at the guy in front of him who was riding a recumbent bike about their class reunion. And it's, you know, dude, what are you doing? I just don't want to be a part of anybody else's life. You know, like, I don't want you to impede on me in any way because I'm doing my best not to impede on you.
Doing
everything I can to make sure that if we have any interaction, that it's going to be good for both of us. I'll hold the door open for you. You go through it, then I'll go through it. I'll let you go because you have a bottle of water and I got a cart full of groceries. Next time, hook a brother up.
Yeah.
That shit, that's all I expect.
That's not even expected.
No, that's
true. If I had a bottle of water and I got in a line where somebody in front of me had a shit ton of stuff, I don't expect them to do that.
No.
However, expect them to not leave their fucking cart in the middle of the fucking parking lot.
Take
up four spaces because they decided their Beamer is more important than everybody else's convenience.
Yeah.
It's the shit like that.
It is shit like that. It's the holiday season.
You know what you need? Can you play some Plies?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to play some Plies.
Because
it'll pull us up out of the dull drums.
We were really enjoying everything, and then all of a sudden...
Merry Christmas, baby!
Oh, thank God.
Hey, Merry Christmas! Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, I don't want to see no sad faces today.
Perfect.
Because, listen, truth be told, today wasn't supposed to be about us anyway. But guess what? We here. I ain't getting off of Christmas either. Nothing. So you can show this to anybody who ain't getting off of Christmas. I ain't getting nothing for Christmas, but guess what? I'm happy. I'm living. Hey, listen, man. The day is about being happy, man. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, man. Want y'all to enjoy. When I say I'm enjoy mine, I want you to enjoy yours. And I ain't getting nothing. Hey, I ain't getting nothing. But I'm happy. Merry Christmas, man.
Jay, thank you.
You feel better?
I do. I actually feel a lot better.
I feel better. He returns us.
Yeah.
He's our fucking mascot. What are you doing for Christmas?
I want you to do a compliment, man. That's all you got to do. You can be lying and all to the motherfucker. You see in the kitchen, she cooking. The only thing you got to tell her, God damn, girl, you threw down on this steak. She meant to take in the room, fuck her for 40 minutes. That same motherfucker, you tell her, damn, this steak dry. First thing she going to tell you, bitch, you cook.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Thanks, Plies.
Thank you.
For that impromptu.
They just came out of nowhere.
I'm staying home, chilling.
Yeah.
Fucking chilling.
Chilling.
Some level of drunk throughout the day.
Just a moderate drunk.
Yeah, just enough.
Yeah.
I saw my mom earlier this week, and we were talking about, you know, because everybody came to our house for Thanksgiving, and my mom was talking to me. We were just chatting about, like, how nice it was and shit, and I was like, yeah, I think I had a good level of just fucking... buzz the whole day. She was like, you were drunk? I was like, oh, yeah. Well, like legally? Yes.
Definitely.
Like throughout the entire day. And she's like, huh, I didn't notice. I was like, good.
See?
That means I nailed it.
That's the secret of adulthood, is to be able to maintain that buzz.
Yep.
And not let it get away from you either way.
Yeah. Just fucking, just enough that you don't give a shit anymore.
You don't give a shit. And then you you don't get a headache. Mm-hmm. You don't sober up. You just got to stay right there.
You've kind of fade into it and you fade out of it.
Yeah. I've been trying not to drink over the last couple of weeks, and I hadn't until last night. But I knew last night was going to happen. Christmas is going to happen, and New Year's is going
to
happen.
So I think it's okay to.
I've got fucking out of 3 days, I got 2 left, right? And it'll be okay. It'll be, but that's definitely how I'm going to rock on Christmas, because we stay home on Christmas. We go out for brunch and then we come back. I'm home for a significant portion of the day.
Right.
But it's nice because now I can actually choose how I'm going to, like, what I'm going to do. You know, it's like, I'm going to choose my weapon. What am I going to drink? Am I going to drink hard seltzer all day and just have like a sugar headache?
That doesn't seem festive.
No, it's not festive. So yeah. I have a bottle of eggnog, of Evan Williams eggnog in my fridge. But then I don't think I can handle that all day. That's a heavy drink, you know? So, but it's nice to be able to be like an alcoholic and really put some time into
crafting your buzz.
Yeah. It's important. You got to get through the day. It's a great day, though. Mm-hmm. Dude, basketball's on all day long.
Yep.
You know, I think we're going to have a barbecue. I think that's how we're going to do
it. Good shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
My holidays used to be very vodka heavy.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys and then mules the rest of the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then they said something about how the copper cups aren't good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
They're trying to eliminate hipsters. That's what it is.
Yeah.
To really get a proper Moscow mule, you're supposed to drink it out of a pewter bowl. like a lead.
Right.
Off a lead salad plate. Just pour it in.
Those asbestos lined bottles that they keep the vodka in now.
Yeah. I could just drink a lot of vodka. That's the problem. So
well, that's the plan, though, right? Like, and then
I can't get drunk enough off of vodka for some reason.
Well, that's exactly my goal. That's what I'm going for.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Because if I start drinking like whiskey,
tequila,
that's whiskey, a problem. Like, because I can just like sip whiskey all day.
Yeah,
that's a problem. Then I get belligerent.
Then you get belligerent. I want to see it one time. You realize in the tenure of our friendship, I think I've seen you drunk maybe once. Maybe.
I mean, you've seen me drunk, but you've never seen me like fucking.
Hammered. I want it to be a problem.
Like you won't see it.
Really? Ever?
I mean,
ever?
You'd have to be responsible for me the rest of the night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would be happy to be responsible for you.
All right. What are you doing right now?
Watching you get irresponsibly drunk.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey, I'll do the thing. There's a... But talk for a second. I gotta open it up.
Facebook.com.
No. You gotta do a little bit of music. Come on. Come on, Sean.
I wasn't prepared.
It's your first day on the job, for Christ's sakes.
Fuck, man.
Great. Great job. Great job, Sean.
Crip-ment. Fuck. I gave my mom fucking two stacks.
$2,000. Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast.
And HardOnPodcast.com/episodes is where you find all these motherfuckers. iTunes, Spotify, Luminary. We are technically on there. I can't. There's nothing really I can do about it. Google Play.
Yeah.
Last FM.
Dude, if they're hearing that, they know where to get it.
I know. MiddletownMovie.com.
MiddletownMovie.com. Things are happening.
The trailer. Things are happening.
Yep.
We've been in touch with different theaters.
Yeah, for the middle tour.
For the middle tour. Middle tour 2020.
2020. Mm-hmm. And if you were at the middle tour, Middletown premiere, you're going to be getting an email pretty soon from us shaking the can. Yeah. Shaking our can.
Clank, clank,
yeah.
Clank.
Put some money in that shit. We don't care that it's Crypt-ment time, Crypt-ment. And maybe you're a little bit light. It doesn't mean
so
shit
are we,
to
that's
us.
The problem.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. Have a very merry Crypt-ment.
Very merry to you and yours.
Thank you, sir.
box, I'm enjoying mine. I want you to enjoy yours. And I ain't getting nothing.